Assessing inventory accuracy. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines physical inventory as follows. 1. The actual inventory itself. 2. The determination of inventory quantity by actual count. Physical inventories can be taken on a continuous, periodic, or annual basis. SINs. Annual inventory count. Annual physical inventory. C. Periodic inventory. No amount of forecast accuracy, IBC analysis, secure storage, or automated ordering adds up to successful inventory management without an accurate current count of the physical inventory on hand. If you don't know how much you have, you don't know how much or when you should order. It is also vital to be able to accurately represent the amount of inventory on financial statements for compliance reasons. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines inventory accuracy as follows. A metric that compares the actual on-hand quantity with the recorded balance in the system. This metric usually is measured as the percent of items with inventory levels that fall within an allowable tolerance. Target values usually are 95% to 99%, depending on the value of the item. For logistics operations, it is sometimes measured as the number of storage locations with errors divided by the total number of storage locations. If inventory is inaccurate, it requires an inventory adjustment. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines inventory adjustment as a change made to an inventory record to correct the balance in order to bring it in line with actual physical inventory balances. The adjustment either increases or decreases the item record on hand balance. There are two general approaches to keeping accurate inventory records, the results of which are used to make inventory adjustments when errors are found. Periodic counts of all items and continuous cycle counts of specific items. Cycle counting is often preferred, but periodic counting still has its place. Periodic counting. Periodic counting involves shutting down the facility once a year and sending a large group of employees or temps into the area to count every item and calculate the dollar value of the items on the shelves. It's disruptive, expensive, and prone to inaccuracy because of the low expertise of the counters. They may do it only once a year, after all. However, for facilities that lack the control and advanced technology found in many up-to-date warehouses, periodic counting may be the only way to get the job done. Cycle counting. Cycle counting is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an inventory accuracy audit technique where inventory is counted on a cyclic schedule rather than once a year. The key purpose of cycle counting is to identify items in error, thus triggering research, identification, and elimination of the cause of the errors. Cycle counting is a more reliable method to determine the value of the items in storage and to facilitate the cost-effective, timely ordering needed for the most reliable customer service. Here's how it works. Some items are counted every day to verify records and record any inaccuracies. All items are counted a set number of times per year. A items are counted most frequently, perhaps once a month, while B and C items are counted less often. SMART rules are used in deciding when to count. Before a replacement order arrives, existing inventory is low and is easy to count. The same is true when inventory is zero. If the system says it is negative, it must be an error. This continuous, limited counting doesn't require the facility or retail location to shut down for the count, so there is little or no disruption of ordinary business. Unlike the once-a-year count, cycle counting allows timely detection and correction of problems. It is much easier to find inventory error root causes when issues are found in real time. Attempting to problem solve for transaction errors that occurred months ago is much more difficult. Cycle counting also eliminates the need for annual inventory adjustments. Exhibit 4-34 provides an example of cycle counting. For this scenario, assume that a fictitious company, King Hospital Supplies, has an inventory of 10,000 items, of which there are 1,000 A items, 3,500 B items, and 5,500 C items. Cycle counting policy is to count A items once per month, 20 working days, B items once per quarter, 60 working days, and C items every 6 months, 120 working days. Counts are distributed evenly over the year. Exhibit 4-34, cycle counting example. The design and control of the warehouse is the beginning of accurate record keeping. Here are a few points to consider about keeping a secure storage space that makes tracking and counting inventory easier. Keep it secure. Small employee thefts add up. And, of course, large-scale vandalism or theft can wipe out inventory overnight. Limit access to the stockroom and keep it under observation. Keep a special high-security area as needed. keep it neat. There should be a place for everything, and everything should always be in its place. In a busy environment, this can be a major challenge, but counting is much easier if areas are consistently used for the same type of items. Random systems can be secure if the record locators are kept accurate. Make labels easily visible and put them all on everything. Labels can be designed for both fast visual identification and for automatic identification, such as using barcodes or radio frequency identification, RFID. Use bins and space arrangements that make counting easy. If storage bins and containers are limited to a certain number of items, you can estimate at a glance and count by groups instead of individual items. Treat A, B, and C items appropriately depending on their classification. Items require tighter control on security and reordering. You don't want to lose them or run out of them. Make technology your friend. Counting is something machines do better than people. With barcodes/RFID readers and real-time updates, you can keep a running tally of what goes into a facility, what goes out, what remains, how much should be on hand, and when you need to submit an order.